There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, June 16th edition. Hope everybody's ready for the weekend. Got through the Thursday action that, ugly, at least ugly for me. Hopefully you guys got something good out of that. Sale was filthy. Gonzalez was good on that. Pitching was bad for me. Rough night. Coors was Coors. And when Coors goes Coors, it is interesting because I don't go full Coors more than one or two lineups, so it is what it is. We have a loaded, locked and loaded 15-game slate tonight. We'll get right into it. Let's look at the weather. Looks like another warm one in a lot of places, so keep an eye on that. In Philadelphia, slight chances of thunderstorms. Hopefully that disappears because we got some good stuff to target there. Overall, though, not too bad. Wind blowing in Texas between Seattle and the Rangers from right field. That's good because we'd like a pitcher in that matchup. If the roof is open in Houston, it's nice and warm and wind blowing out. In Coors, wind blowing across the field from left to right. Wind blowing out in Oakland. And that's about it. Looks like if everything goes as planned, weather is pretty friendly tonight. Let's get a quick look at your game totals tonight. Cardinals, Orioles, 8.5. Cubs at Pirates, 9.5. Diamondbacks at Phillies, 9. White Sox at Jays, 8.5. Nationals at Mets, 7.5. Dodgers at Reds, 9.5. Rays at Tigers, 9.5. Marlins at Braves, 9. Mariners at Rangers, 10. Padres at Brewers, 9.5. Indians at Twins, 10. Red Sox at Astros, 9.5. Giants at Rockies and Coors Field at 11. Yankees, A's, 7.5. Royals, Angels, 8.5. So we got a couple low totals. Other than that, we got offense to enjoy today. And we kick it off on the mound with our top-priced arm and top-priced target, the one and only Mad Max Scherzer, $12,900. Mad Max is, as advertised, going up against the Mets, who strike out 19% of the time versus right-handed pitching. But they are very, 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 very depleted. They now have lost Neil Walker. Last night they lost Juan Lagares to injury. So basically he's going to have to worry about Jay Bruce, some little Lucas Duda who's been hitting pretty well, Conforto with his lingering back issues. You know, Suspedes is back, sure. But you're worried about the lefties against Max if you're worried about anybody. The lowest team total on the board, 352. Lefties hitting 316, righties 197 versus Max. We know he gets up the long ball from time to time. He's got one of the best swinging strikes rates in all of baseball at 15.6%. A very, very low hard low hard contact rate of 27%. Last 30 days, barrel FIP rate is 10th best at 2.81. He's getting barreled at 5% of the time, striking out 39.13% of the batters he's facing. Almost 40% of the batters he's facing are striking out. Mad Max is definitely worth the look at $12,900 tonight. Next up, Luis Severino at $11,500 in good old Oco Coliseum. It's the Oakland A's. Great pitching environment. Wind's blowing out a bit. It's going to be warm. It's definitely warm out here on the West Coast over the whole weekend into next week. We got a heat wave in here for about a week, they're saying. So it's going to be warm, good hitting environment, but a good pitching ballpark might help offset that. He pitches in Yankee Stadium, for crying out loud, and he's been outstanding. One earned, two earned, one earned, no earned. Those were his last four starts against Baltimore, at Toronto, at Baltimore, home against Kansas City. 21 or more points in all of those, 27.5 in three of four of those. He has been just great. Seven or more Ks in all of those. Kid is, as advertised, going up against an Oakland team who strikes out quite a bit, striking out almost 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. You got Severino, who a swinging strike rate of 12.1, an outstanding ground ball rate of 54.7%. Last 30 days, 15th best barrel FIP. We got a lot of good barrel FIP guys tonight. He's got a barrel FIP of 297, which is outstanding. He's getting barreled up 3% of the time in the last 30 days, striking out 28.46% of the batters he faces. Severino, outstanding option tonight. Like him a ton. Another one, our third one in the high-priced range, is Carlos Martinez, $11,300. He'll go overlooked in this range for the fact he's going up against Baltimore. Baltimore, yes, they have a good offense, but people need to look at Baltimore as a whole. Their team is struggling. Like, I think they're 10-22 their last 32 after a hot start, so they're losing games for one. B, their offense is literally the most bipolar thing I've ever seen. It's so hot and cold. C-Mart has been outstanding of late. We're talking 48.3, 18.7, 33.8, 23.7, 28.5, 21.6, 21.3, 25.5, 18.7. Those are his DraftKings points. And he's not going up against schlubs. Jays, Cubs, and others are in that mix. He's striking guys out. He's been very, very good. Baltimore strikes out 22.6% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He has an outstanding ground ball rate of 50.9%, a pretty good swinging strike rate of almost 11%, which is really, really good. You got Baltimore, who's had a team total of 4.17. Lefties are only hitting 310. Righties, who, you know, a lot of the thump outside of Chris Davis, who's got a bad back. So you got Trumbo, Jones, Machado, Scope. Righties are hitting 241 off of Carlos Martinez. He's done a phenomenal job off right-handed bats. Now, sure, they can run into one because they have great power, but the matchup is phenomenal. And in the last 30 days, he's third best on the barrel FIP behind Robbie Ray and Chris Archer, a 2.09 barrel FIP, getting barreled up, listen to this, 0.7% of the time. Outstanding at limiting the hard contact right now, striking out 29.58% of the batters he's facing. A blow-up's always possible, but he is in great form right now in a phenomenal matchup. Out of the three top arms right here, he will be overlooked more than anybody because Mad Max, he's great. He's awesome. Probably the top option, period. You got Severino, great matchup against Oakland. Oakland has some weird power, especially against righties. There's no doubt. Severino's a beast. I love him. And then you got C-Mart, who's so over. I love all three of these pitchers. I wish they were by themselves on their own slates. I love them that much. But C-Mart will be extremely low overlooked. I don't want people to forget him. He's got the most potential, I think, for a blow-up outside of Max, just because Max can give up the home runs that piss you off. You never want to use the word safe in DFS. Severino should, quote-unquote, be the safest, but that's never good. But these three guys are in great spots. I'm not the biggest fan of paying for pitching, as we talk about, but these guys look good. If I got to rank them, I'm going Scherzer, Severino, C-Mart, but it's literally like, Scherzer's by himself, but you could almost go 1A, 1B, 1C. It's that close tonight. Scherzer should, just because the upside's there with him, if he can just be that filthy. We know the level he can get to when he's really on that we haven't seen Severino and C-Mart get to. But those guys have gotten so close to that level at times. So really good options on the top three tonight. Really, really like them tonight. Now we dip down below the five-digit range. I'll give you three guys in our next tier. We got Carlos Carrasco at $9,400 at the Minnesota Twins. Carrasco's been quite the mystery, but he's been up and down. Let's just put it that way. And the upside in points has not been there. That's the frustrating part. He's going up against a Minnesota Twins team that is striking out 22.3% of the time. Carrasco is striking out about almost 25% of the batters he's facing. Really good swinging strike rate of 11.6%, limiting the hard contact to 30.1%. All good numbers. You like all this. But Minnesota does have a team total of 474. Lefties hitting 314. Righties 278. We know Minnesota's got some thump. Most of Dozier and Sano are from the right side. Carrasco can limit that. It's a good matchup. It's a very intriguing matchup. If you want to be a little different in GPP, a lot of guys will look at those top three guys I've just, you know, drooled over. So Carrasco could get overlooked, and he has the ability at any given time to go out there and throw that gem. So I don't know. I think he'll be overlooked and low-owned. I'll just say that much. He scares me because he hasn't put that big game together in a while, and Minnesota's been swinging a pretty hot bat. They had that one down game against Seattle, but it seems like they've been, for the most part, pretty consistently putting up some good offense. So be careful with him, but at the same time, there is some really, really intriguing upside with Carlos Carrasco. Next up, GPP only, just because he struggled. His first start from the DL was really good, but he struggled his last two. But we know what he can do when he's facing a team that struggles against lefties, but it's in a very good hitter's ballpark. Wind blowing in from right, which is nice. But James Paxton is $8,800. The lefty struggled against Toronto, struggled against Minnesota, but then was phenomenal against Colorado. Those three starts since coming off the DL. He's only gone four innings, five and a third since returning from the DL. Hasn't gone more than 96 pitches. But we do know the potential that Paxton does have if he can find it. Like I said, he's been mighty, mighty shaky since coming off. So GPP only. Do not put him in a cash game. But he is facing a Texas team that does strike out 27% versus left-handed pitching. They struggle big time versus lefties. Paxton is striking out 27% of the batters he faces. He has a swinging strike rate of almost 13%, which is outstanding. Ground ball rate of almost 44%. Hard contact rate is only 28%. Home run to fly ball of only 4.2%. He has great stuff. I don't know if he's still like trying to figure it out from coming off the DL or what it is. He is a top-notch pitcher. We saw that before he got hurt. We saw it last year. The guy is great. The Rangers have a 4.85 team total. Lefties are hitting 282. Righties 293 off Paxton, which is outstanding. Texas only has a 285 wOBA versus lefties, which is dreadful, and a 139 ISO, which is below average. When you look at the matchup and all the peripherals and all the numbers, everything points to just greatness from Paxton. But then you look at what Paxton has done lately, and it makes you just go, ugh. That's why it lines up as a potential GPP play. Be careful, but it's one of those that no one's going to really run to him. If they do, I'll be surprised. If they do, it means people are actually getting savvy to, like, tournaments and trying to win big bucks, because this is the kind of play that most people won't turn to, and if it hits, it's huge. It boosts you way above, because this isn't one of those where it's like a tournament play where the guy can get you like 15 points. This is the tournament play that if he goes off to his potential, he's getting you 28, 32, like big boy points. And that's what we're looking for. And when you're getting that at like 2% ownership, that's huge. So I'm totally not, like, I have to echo it so much. I'm not saying go all in on packs. I'm not saying put him in cash games, but he's a very sneaky GPP play. Everything lines up to just peripheral-wise phenomenal stuff. It's just he has not looked right since coming off the DL. Next up, the last one in this little tier for us is Sean Manaea, who I love a ton. The kid has been great since coming off the DL. He was a big-time prospect, looked great in the second half last year. Just like he tinkered with things, got it right. Since coming off the DL, has been phenomenal. Two earned, one earned, no earned in his last four starts. He's gone 7-3 of those four, 6 in the other. 20.4, 23.3, 33.4, 32.8 DraftKings points in those four starts at Tampa, against Toronto, at Cleveland, and at the New York Yankees. Yes, at New York, 7 innings, 4 hits, no earned, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. Oh, he faces the Yankees tonight in Oco Coliseum. Manaea has been a beast, folks, and no one owns him. No one. No. Like I said last night, no one wants to own pitchers against the Yankees. Sonny Gray threw 5 great innings. And then got control issues, gave up a couple ground ball singles, and it unraveled in the 6th. He was throwing great. Manaea's pitching better than Sonny Gray these days. I love Manaea tonight. It's the Yankees. We know they can hit anybody under the sun, which makes them a great GPP play. So if you feel like rolling the dice, do it. When we look at Manaea's numbers, we have him here. Yankees striking out 23.2% of the time versus lefties. Manaea in the last 30 days, 11th best on the barrel FIP, 2.89 FIP, getting barreled 2.44% of the time, which is outstanding. Striking out 26.02% of the batters he's facing. You take a deeper dive. He has an outstanding. This is almost Scherzer-like. Scherzer was 15.6. Manaea, 15.1% swinging strike rate. Walks are always a concern. He's walking almost 10%. But the swinging strike's outstanding. Ground ball rate of 46.7%. Home run to fly ball less than 10%. Kid's good. Kid's really, really good. And something that's really odd you don't see much. Third lowest team total on the slate tonight is the New York Yankees. New York Yankees, 3.92 team total. And the lefty's hitting 218 off Manaea. Righty's only 312. Very intriguing spot. You know, you got Gary Sanchez, you got Aaron Judge, you got Matt Holliday, even Chris Carter, starting Castro. I get it. But GPP-wise, Sean Manaea, I'm on the train. I will have some. I will sink with the ship, or I will ride, and I will ride. Enjoy. So in your mid-tier, you got Carrasco, Paxton, Manaea. I rank it Carrasco. Actually, I rank it Manaea, Carrasco, Paxton. That's my ranking. So Manaea, Carrasco, Paxton. Now to our punt plays. We'll go over real quick. Like, we got four of them. Joe Biagini, 6,900 at home against the Chicago White Sox in three starts since getting stretched out from 95 pitches on. He's gone six or more innings, seven in his last two starts. He's gotten you 15.6 or more DraftKings points in all those starts, five or more Ks in all those starts. It's at Seattle, at home against the Yanks, at home against Texas. Those are good offenses, or pretty good offenses. Chicago White Sox, you know, they're hitting better. There's no doubt about that. Biagini's facing a White Sox team, strikes out 23.4% of the time. Biagini striking out 21.4%. Things I do love about Biagini: an outstanding ground ball rate of 59.4% and a hard contact rate of only 24.7%. And a great home run to fly ball of only 7%. All those things line up very, very nicely. Love everything about that. And the White Sox, where'd you go? Only a team total of 396, fourth lowest on the slate. Get a punt pitcher with the fourth lowest team total on the slate. It's outstanding. Lefty's hitting 292, righty's 264 off Biagini. So that's outstanding. White Sox 298 wOBA, which is way below league average against righties. Biagini, the White Sox are hitting better, so their wOBA's it's improving, but still pretty damn bad. But as a whole, as a punt, Biagini's got some tremendous upside. Next up on your punt plays, you got Mike Fiers. This is only if you like to literally have a lineup go on fire, and no pun intended, go on fire in like 2 minutes, or you want to ride to the sky. Because Fiers, if anybody remembers, I recommended him as last start out, and this is what he did for you. 7 1/3, 2 hits, no earned, 8 Ks for 33.5 points against the Angels. He's got you 33.5, 14.5, and 24.7 his last three starts. He's pitched really, really well. 0 earned, 2 earned, 2 earned, 8 Ks, 4 Ks, 8 Ks his last three starts. I know he's bad. I know he gives up a lot of home runs. He hasn't given up one in his last three starts. Zero home runs in his last three starts. He has a ground ball to fly ball, 10-4, 7-5, 10-1 his last three starts. He's pitched really, really well. I haven't found any article on what he's changed. I've looked, because I am baffled like everybody else, but I've been paying close attention because I fade the crap out of him, and trust me, I'll have a Boston stack. There is no doubt. But I talk to Boston fans a lot. I have a really good friend, Doc, who you guys know from the Sports Degens, who's a Boston fan, and he texted me again last night, and we talk about it all the time. And Boston Mo, who I do a podcast with, we talk about how frustrating the Boston offense is. They can blow up or they don't, but one thing they don't do is they don't hit home runs. They'll hit them once in a blue moon, but with a team with as much offenses they should have, they should be with like the Yankees, and they're not. Now tonight they'll probably hit 7 for saying this, but they don't on the season. Fires has been sneaky good. No one will own him tonight. The Red Sox don't strike out a ton. They strike out 18.6% of the time. Fires is striking out 20.5%. His ground ball rate is up to 47.2%, which is really good. His hard contact rate is up to 29.8%, which is really, really good. And his swinging strike rate is up to 10.1%, which is really, really good. His numbers are improving drastically. It is really, really crazy. And if you look at the team totals, Boston's middle of the pack at 4.6, which is high. But on a day where there's a ton of high totals, that's middle of the pack. Lefties are hitting 317, righties 372. In that small ballpark, righties reverse splits is scary. A wOBA of 323 is a little above average, and an average ISO of 146 versus righties. I'm not saying Fires is safe by any means. It's scary. It's terrifying. But it's a GPP dream. If it hits, it's gold. I'm not even saying it just to try to be, you know, oh, I'm the guy that said it, like, praise me. No. I'm saying it because I will put him in a lineup or two, because I know it can go horribly, horribly wrong, just like Gesellman did last night. But the upside was there. You saw how good he pitched for 3 innings. If Gesellman holds on for 2 or 3 more innings last night, that was gold. That's all you're looking for with your GPP plays. If you're playing catch, don't play these guys. It's that simple. It's just how you have to play it to win money. You have to gamble. And Fires is that kind of gamble. Next up, Sean Newcomb at $6,500, the rookie for the Braves, coming up for his second start. He looked really, really good his first time out. I was bummed he was in the second game of a doubleheader, not on the slate. He threw 6 1/3, 4 hits, no earned, 7 Ks for 24.7 points. Kid is a top-notch prospect, really, really good. He threw that at home against the Mets. He's at home again. SunTrust, we know, is a hitter's ballpark, but he's a lefty, which kind of nullifies the power zone in right field. The ball still flies out, but not as much to left as it does to right. He's facing a team that strikes out 20.7% of the time to lefties. You got to take these numbers with a grain of salt, but 52.9% ground ball rate, 12.5% swinging strike rate, but those are all very small sample size. Marlins have a team total of 4.44. They do hit lefties well, but it's mainly like Ozuna and Stanton. And that's really all you were. Realmuto has righties better than lefties. Newcomb's in a really interesting spot. He said he's got tremendous upside in this matchup. Good K upside. I like him a little bit at $6,500. And my fourth one, another interesting punt play, kind of in the Fires column, is Aaron Nola. He's probably a little better than Fires. He's $6,300 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. I know it's a hitter's environment, and it's the D-backs, as people are going to panic. But Arizona, outside of Chase, has not been the same. We saw them struggle in Detroit. We saw them get no hit in Miami. We've seen them just get shut down in places. I know those are two pitchers' ballparks. I get it. But even in Milwaukee, they had a one or two big games. They also got shut down a couple times. It's just they haven't been the same team outside of that. It's almost like what the Rockies used to be before this year. So keep an eye on that. That makes for an interesting play. Nola's been pretty good. 3 earned his last start, 1 earned prior. His back-to-back good starts. Those are both on the road. Pretty good, lively arm with Nola since coming back from the DL. D-back strikeout 23% of the time versus righties. Nola 21.9% strikeout rate, 10.2% swinging strike, 49.2% ground ball, 28.2% hard contact. All outstanding for Nola. Love all of that. When you're looking at the D-backs, also nice 4.37 team total, which is on the lower half of the slate. Lefties hitting 315, righties only 297 versus Nola. Like that a lot. So it's a GPP only. You're gambling on the D-backs struggling on the road yet again. First game in Philly. So GPP only. So your 4 GPP plays. Biagini, Fires, Newcomb, Nola. You're going Biagini number 1, Nola number 2, Newcomb number 3, Fires number 4. I love Fires, but it's so risky. That's why I'm at 4. So top tier, Scherzer 1, Severino 2, C-Mart 3, but I love them all. Second tier, Manaea 1, Carrasco 2, Paxton 3. Fourth tier, Biagini 1, Nola 2, Newcomb 3, Fires 4. Let's get in to your bats and kick it off with the catcher's position. And as always, it is started off with Mr. El Gary. Gary Sanchez going up against Mr. Sean Manaea at $4,900. He's day-to-day. I watched most of that game, but I stopped at about the seventh inning. They're saying he's day-to-day, so I missed that. He's $4,900 if he's in the lineup. Buster Posey, he left after homering last night. See if he's in the lineup. He's $4,800. You got Salvi Perez, $4,100 versus Chavez. Your highest priced guy that I'll get behind, Alex Avila, $4,000 against Ramirez, Erasmo. That's a great price tag against Erasmo Ramirez for Alex Avila at $4,000. McCann at $4,000. Realmuto, $4,000 versus Newcomb. Mike Zanino at $3,900 versus Tyson Ross, making his first start of the year for the Rangers. You got Yadier at $3,800 versus Gossman. Gossman is a mess, so if you want to roll the dice with Yadier, you can. Jonathan Lucroy versus the lefty. If you're fading Paxton, Lucroy's $3,800. You got Iannetta at $3,700. Tyler Flowers at $3,700. Wellington Castillo at $3,600. I would not go there. Austin Hedges is up to $3,600 versus Junior Guerra. How did I miss Junior Guerra on the list? Where the hell is he priced at? Okay. Junior Guerra is $6,200. I missed that. There is upside there. If you want to go there, $6,200 at home against San Diego. It's a pitcher's environment, but there's K upside with Junior Guerra. I'm going to go back to that. San Diego strikes out almost 26% of the time. Guerra's only striking out about 17%, but he's got a good swinging strike rate of 10.5 and a very low hard contact rate. And lefties only hit 264, righties 296, and only have 298 wOBA for the Padres versus righties. So Junior Guerra at $6,200 is definitely an option as a punt. I will definitely throw that in there. I don't know how I missed that. I apologize for that. But Junior Guerra, definitely in play. Throw him in there at number three. Move Newcomb to four and Fires to five in your punts. So it goes Biagini, Nola, Guerra, Newcomb, Fires. My bad on that one. Wow. Don't know how I missed that one. That's a good punt play with Guerra. Okay, back to the catchers. Like I mentioned, you had Hedges at 36. You got Grandal, phenomenal play against Adelman in Great American Small Park at 3,600. Evan Gaddis versus the lefty Pomeranz at 36 is a really good looking play. Gaddis versus the lefty is really, really solid. If Chris Herrmann gets to start versus Nola at 35, he's in play. Not bad at all. After Chris Herrmann, you're looking at the likes of Jason Castro versus Carrasco at 34 is okay. Russell Martin versus the lefty Quintana. Martin's third base and catcher eligible. Remember that. He's $3,400 versus Quintana is not bad at all. You got Wilson Contreras, $3,300 versus Trevor Williams. Trevor Williams is a mess. If you look at the barrel FIP last 30 days. On the bad side of things, Trevor Williams is 22nd worse, getting barreled up 5.22% of the time, which is really, really, really bad. As you go down the catcher's position some more, you got Devin Mesoraco versus Travis Wood at $3,300. Sorry. Tom Murphy versus Samardzija and Coors at $3,300. Or Tony Walters at $3,200, depends on who catches there. As you continue to go down the list, you get some different options. Steven Vogt at $2,900 versus Severino if you want to go that route. Matt Wieter switch hitting at $2,900 versus Steven Matz is okay. Derek Norris versus the lefty Norris from Detroit at $2,800. Derek Norris has some really good power versus lefties. So there's some upside there at $2,800. I like that a lot. There's another one down here I like a ton. Sandy Leone's $2,700 versus Fires if you want to go there. James McCann, $2,600 versus Ramirez and Erasmo. There was one I liked down here a ton. Where the hell was he? There he is. Patrick Corbin's pitching for Arizona. And the Phillies, you know, they're not the most potent offense in the world, but they do have some tremendous upside against left-handed pitching. And Corbin is getting spanked by righties this season. Cameron Rupp has not been consistent, but he has upside like no one's business, and he's $2,200. So if you're going to punt, there aren't much better punts out there. $2,200 for Cameron Rupp is really, really, really good. I like Rupp at $2,200, Norris at $2,800. If you want to save some money at catcher, I'd go those routes. You got Avila at the top at $4,000. Kind of mix and match. Catcher's, kind of ugly. I wouldn't spend too much there unless you're on Avila. going to first base, Goldschmidt, 5,600, Mark Reynolds, 51 and Coors, E5, 4,900, Zimmerman, 49 versus Mats is a good look. Anthony Rizzo has led off twice. He's gone deep twice to lead off games. He's 4,800 versus Trevor Williams, and he's a great play again because I said Williams is a just joke. Votto at 48 versus Wood. Cody Bellinger, first base outfield eligible, $4,800 versus Adelman is a great play tonight. I love Cody Bellinger tonight. Most people should love Cody Bellinger tonight. Desmond, 4,700. Brandon Belt, 46, are both in play in Coors. Jose Abreu, 45. Matt Holliday, 45. Matt Carpenter, 44 versus Gausman is a really, really good play tonight. Carpenter is on fire. I think I saw he's got a 9-game hitting streak now. He's got like 6 straight games of doubles or something. He's on fire. Lomo, 4,300. I know a lefty starting, but he can still rake. Don't forget him. Justin Smoke is a switch hitter and hits lefties really, really well. He's 4,300. Mitch Moreland is 4,300 hitting cleanup against Fires. Not a bad price tag there. You got Trey Mancini at 42. Eric Hosmer, 42. Jay Bruce at 41 if you want to be a contrarian. Matt Davidson's up to 4K now. He was a fun value. 4K is a little much. You got Eric Thames, first base outfield eligible, is only 4K. That's a great price tag. He went deep last night, hitting a little better of late. Diaz is a relief pitcher for San Diego. He went 2 innings last time out, so you're going to get him for a short duration, and then their bullpen in Milwaukee. So Thames definitely in play at 4,000. Matt Abbott, Adams against Straley at 4K is a good look. Miggy Cabrera finally went deep after 21 games with no out of home run. He's $3,800. Josh Bell, 38 versus Butler is okay. Kendrys Morales at $3,700 is a nice value with some upside. Don't mind that at all. Tommy Joseph, some power upside versus Corbin at 37. Nice look there. Yonder Alonso at 36. Good value there if you're fading Severino. Like maybe a one-off with some power or something. Or a little mini stack against Severino. It's a ballsy play as good as he's pitched. But I get it. I get it. It's GPP stuff. Lucas Duda at 3,500. Tyler Moore. No, he's a lefty. Lefty. Don't go there. Ryan Healy at 34. If you want to get weird. Is he lefty? I don't think he's a lefty. If Jose Martinez is starting for the Cardinals, he's $3,300. I know he's a right-handed bat, but righties are hitting Gausman extremely well. He's first base outfield eligible. Might want to use him in the outfield as a cheap play. He's $3,300. Keep an eye on him because Gausman's just a joke. So Cardinals bats are in play. He's a cheap option to get a piece of that action. Hanley Ramirez is down to $3,300 against Fires. Those reverse splits there, that's a nice upside play there. Carlos Santana is down to $3,200 against Turley. Turley got shelled by the Giants. He'll only go like 75 pitches, then he got Minnesota bullpen in there. So keep an eye on Cleveland and Santana at $3,200. Really, really cheap. There's a lot of options at first base tonight. My God. And some cheap ones. If you want to get just really GPP, Chris Carter against the lefty Manaea at $2,900, I wouldn't go there, but you can. So, really good options. Some really cheap ones, some expensive ones. Like, I love Bellinger. I love Rizzo. There's some middle-packed ones. Lots to like at first base. Second base, Dozier against Carrasco at 49. You got Starlin Castro against the lefty Manaea at 47. Altuve versus the lefty is always good at 46. Daniel Murphy against his old club. He can hit lefties just fine, 44. Brandon Drury at 44 versus Nola. You got LeMahieu and Coors at 44. Ian Happ is 4,300 versus Trevor Williams. That's a good-looking play right there. I like that quite a bit. Joe Panik and Coors is 43. Yanhervis Solarte versus Junior Guerra is 42. One thing about Solarte, the Padres have been hitting better of late. It's the one thing I will say. We stacked them quite a bit lately, as you've known, so I don't mind playing some Padres bats if you want to, but Solarte is 42. Robbie Cano, 41. Seattle's definitely in play. Tyson Ross, we know how good he used to be. First start back, I don't know. I think he's going to have a low pitch count, so you have Texas bullpen. He had a 7.71 ERA and 4 rehab starts in AAA. He only threw 18 innings combined in those 4 rehab starts. He did not look really, really, really mixed results. Robbie Cano at $4,100 has tremendous value in that ballpark. Chris Taylor in Cincinnati is a really good-looking play at 4,100, second base outfield eligible with that upside against Adelman. Jose Ramirez at 4K against Turley, second base, third base eligibles. Pretty cheap price for him. I like that a lot. Ian Kinsler at $3,800. Jed Lowry at 3,800. He went deep last night. There's some upside there. Whit Merrifield, 3,800. Eric Sogard, second base shortstop eligible, leads off against righties, hitting lefties well, like I mentioned. Had a good game last night. He's 3,700. That Milwaukee stack I mentioned last night played very, very well against Waka. It is definitely in play again tonight against Diaz. As you go on, you have the likes of where'd he go? Chad Pender's 3K. He's kind of slowing down a bit. He's always got home run upside, but average-wise, just not there. Wilmer Flores, $2,800 for Scherzer, second base, third base. He went deep last night. He's always got home run potential, but you roll that dice if you want for Scherzer. I'm looking for our guy, but I had to have gone past him. He's a righty against Junior Guerra. You should know who I'm talking about by now. But let me find him. Where did he go? Did his price tag go up that much? Oh, yeah, there he is. He's right above Eric Sogard. Jose Perella, $3,800 versus Junior Guerra. He's a righty against Guerra, leading off for San Diego. Going to third base, Jacob Lamb against Aaron Nola, $5,200. Not a bad play at all. Arenado had a big game last night, as expected. He's $5,200 versus Samardzija. Samardzija in the past has pitched pretty well in Coors, to be honest. I just can't get in front of Colorado right now. Eduardo Nunez, $4,900 versus Sensatella. Josh Donaldson versus the lefty at home in Toronto, $4,700, a very enticing play. Chris Bryant at $4,700 versus Williams is a nice-looking play. Had Donaldson at $4,700 is really nice. Hernan Perez at $4,700 versus Diaz is a very nice play. I'm liking that Milwaukee stack, folks. That team total for Milwaukee, let me get into that real quick. Because when you look at Milwaukee, where'd you go? Yeah, they have one of the higher ones on the board. So you got Coors, you got Colorado, the Giants, of course. You got Cleveland against Turley, who I mentioned to you. Seattle versus Ross, who I mentioned to you. Dodgers versus Adelman, who I mentioned to you. So I love all three of those. Then you got the Brewers at 5.10. That Brew Crew stack, folks. I like it. Hernan Perez, third base outfield eligible, 47. Mike Moustakas having a great year at 46 for Chavez. Travis Shaw, there he is, $4,600. Like that play a ton. You can play Hernan in the outfield if you need to. I play Travis Shaw for sure. Lefties are hitting Diaz really, really well, but you're only going to see him once probably, so think him and then the bullpen. Justin Turner versus Adelman's outstanding. Turner hits righties really, really well at 4,500. Castellanos is up to $4,300. Our value is gone, but he's still crushing it. Josh Harrison at 43 is a good-looking play. Machado, 42. Miggy Sano at 41, not bad. He's facing Carrasco. Longo versus a lefty at 4K is in play. I mentioned Jose Ramirez already. Eduardo Escobar is crushing it. He's third base shortstop eligible. It is Carrasco, so be careful, but $3,900 with some upside. Corey Spangenberg, third base outfield eligible. He's up to $3,900. His price tag has skyrocketed. I liked him at value. I don't know if I can pay that for him, but no one's going to pay for him, so it's still some value at a rough position in a good hitter's ballpark, so definitely upside there, but $3,900, a little more than I'd like, but I can see paying for it. Adrian Beltre versus the lefty Paxton at $3,900. If you're not pitching Paxton, that's not a bad price tag for Beltre's upside. Eugenio Suarez versus the lefty Wood in Great American Small Park at 39 is a good-looking play. Jericho, $3,700 versus Gossman's very much in play. Kyle Seager, $3,700 versus Ross. I like that a ton. That's really good value there. Rendon at $3,500 versus Mats is a really solid play. That's a cheap price tag for Rendon. Wow. Mentioned Healy already. Yeah, Bregman at $3,400 versus Pomeranz. He's starting to slump again, but there's some upside there. Keep an eye on Mikel Franco. He's slumping, but he's $3,100 versus Corbin. Tremendous upside, as I mentioned. Righties are smoking Corbin, and in that ballpark, that could be a sneaky play come games in. Luis Valbuena, Kennedy's got tremendous strikeout upside, but also fly ball upside. Valbuena, first base, third base, at 2,900. If you need a punt for some reason, he's there. Mentioned Wilmer Flores. Ryland Ruiz, $2,800 for Straley. Always a decent punt option at third base for the Braves. TJ Rivera will be first base, third base, 2,600 versus Scherzer, but please don't play that. I don't even care if he goes off. Don't play that. They don't even have our Chapman play in here yet, unless he's at a different position and I missed it. That's disappointing. Going over to shortstop, Trey Turner at 5,100 versus Mats is a good-looking play for sure. I like that a lot. Corey Seager at 4,800. Xander Bogaerts at 48, both good-looking plays. Simmons at 46. Lindor at 45. Elvis Andrus at 45. If you're not using Paxton, Andrus is on fire. Carlos Correa at 44. He's that far down the shortstop list. I hope he gets overlooked because that is outstanding for Carlos Correa. Chris Owens at 44. Jody Mercer is at 44 or at 4,000. Wow. Didi Gregorius at 4K. Didi hits lefties well. Don't sleep on him. Mentioned Escobar already. Zach Kozart's day-to-day at 4,000 versus Wood. B. Cross at 38. Trevor Story's at 38. Aledmys Diaz at 37. I mentioned Sogard at 37. I like that. Kiki Hernandez at 36 against Adelman in Great American Small Park. I know he's not a lefty, but it's not a bad look. I don't mind it. He's swinging a pretty good bat right now. It's really weird to say about Kiki. As you go down the list, you have the likes of... you got some bad players down here. Our punts have all gone up in price. JT Riddle's 29, but he's facing a lefty. You can try Jose Reyes if you want at 29, but Jose sucks. Freddie Galvis, 28. Troy Tulowitzki, 2,700 bucks for Quintana. Tulowitzki's been really bad, but he's facing a lefty at home. As a punt, I can understand it. Taylor Motter at 2,500 in a good hitter's ballpark against a struggling Tyson Ross. I can see getting behind that if you need that one. See if Gavin Cecchini's in the lineup. Oh, so he's 2,400, but he's facing Scherzer, so I don't know if you want to go there. The punts are not around right now. That's just not there. Yeah, there's punts are bad at shortstop. You're going to have to pay up at shortstop at least in, 3,000 range. Going to the outfield, there's always tons of options here. You got Aaron Judge at 55, Blackman at 54, Betts at 53, all good options. Harper at 52. Did you see his laser yesterday? My God. Nelson Cruz at 5K. Springer at 5K versus Pomeranz is a great play. Duvall at 48 versus Woods in Great American Small Park. Bellinger, I told you I love him at 4,800. That is just outstanding. Benintendi at 48. Maven at 47. Hernan Perez at 47 is definitely in play. Ian Desmond, Giancarlo Stanton at 47. I love that play. Even though I love Newcomb, Stanton's a great, great play almost every night right now, the way he's hitting. JD Martinez at 46, definitely in play. Definitely in play. C. Dick at 46. Love Mitch Haniger at 46. I don't care if it's lefties or righties. He was hitting lefties and righties before he went on the DL. He's back. I let him get healthy again. I watched him a few games. He's hitting everybody again with power, lefties and righties. He's in play at 46. Schebler at 46 is in play. Because Wood, the one thing with Wood, he's only going five, maybe six innings. So they're going to get bullpen after that. JBJ at 46. Brandon Belt at 46. Avisail Garcia is on fire again. He's 4,500 hitting lefties and righties. Andrew McCutchen is on fire. He's 4,500 bucks in play. Lo Kane's heating up. He's had a few home runs this week. He's 4,500 bucks. Keep him in mind. Don't mind that at all. Domingo Santana is 4,500 bucks, swinging a good stick for Milwaukee. Marcelo Zuna crushes lefties. He's 4,500 bucks. Steven Souza Jr. went deep last night. He's 4,400. I told you I liked Dexter Fowler yesterday at 3,800 bucks. I liked that St. Louis Milwaukee stack that went off. Fowler had a big game. He's 4,400 versus Gossman. I like the little. If you're only going to go like a couple bats from St. Louis, I like the Fowler. Carpenter 1-2 punch again. I like it a lot. Adam Frazier leading off 4,400 versus Butler is not bad at all. Howie Kendrick versus Corbin. I love Kendrick versus a lefty, especially a lefty like Corbin at 44 is very much in play. As you go down the list, Peralta against Nola at 43 is a good look. Inciarte 43, Mancini, okay. Bautista against Quintana at 42 is a good play. Gamble at 42 versus Ross. I like that a lot. You can also go Gamble, Haniger. Why am I freaking blanking? Oh my God. Cano, Cruz, and Seager. I don't like going five-man stacks, but they're all in play. If you don't want to play gambling, go four-man with Haniger on, but there's some good options there. If you want to go three-man, you can stop at Cruz, but there's all kinds of ways to go with Seattle. Mazzara, no. Span, 42, leading off for the Giants. That's good value for Coors. Justin Upton at 4,100 bucks. Price tag's dropping. That guy, I know he's streaky, but he's a really good ball player. At 4,100 bucks, good upside against Rossimo. Grossman at 41 versus Carrasco, some value there. I Told you I like Chris Taylor at 41, good value. Cespedes and Bruce, 41 versus Scherzer, if you want to get weird. Gregor Blanco probably leading off against Nola at 41. It's pretty steep for Gregor. I know he's been productive. That's steep. Eddie Rosario is up to 4K after his big night. Michael Brantley, 4K versus Turley, is not bad at all. Eric Thames, 4K. I like that a lot. Adams, 4K. Kepler, 3,900. I like that. Kyle Schwarber's up to 3,900 versus Williams. I know he's batting at the bottom of the order. He's swinging a better bat of late, a much better bat with some power, and Williams is really, really bad. I don't mind Schwarber tonight. Corey Spangenberg, 39. I mentioned that one earlier. Aaron Altherr, I love him again tonight. $3,900. Love Altherr. Get him in your lineups even if it's a one-off. If you're not stacking Philly, tons of upside with Altherr today. Bradley Zimmer at $3,800. Great, great upside with Zimmer and Chisenhall. Both $3,800 versus Turley. Never owned. Like I always tell you, sometimes stacking, you don't always have to stack the main guys. Stack in the bottom of a lineup. Chisenhall and Zimmer at the bottom of the Cleveland lineup is not the worst stack against Turley. You can even go Zimmer, Chisenhall, and loop back around to the top of the order with like Santana, who's cheap. You get three cheaper options in Cleveland's stack. Or you can go Zimmer, Chisenhall, Santana, Kipnis. Go 8-9-1-2. You can get an interesting stack right there. Just throwing out options for you, folks. Piscotty at $3,800 and Pham at $3,800 are interesting looks for St. Louis versus Gossman. I don't mind those at all. Calhoun, $3,800 versus Kennedy is a very nice looking play. Some good plays, as always, in this 3K range. Like I always tell you, you don't have to pay crazy. They're priced high for a reason. I get it. They're good plays. You can still get good production elsewhere. Franchi Cordero is the name of the day. The last few days for San Diego, I know he's been playing really well. Good left-handed bat. He's in play tonight. He's $3,700. He's swinging it great. I don't blame you for playing him. He's going to be chalky, but he's in a good matchup. So Cordero is in play against Guerra. Not going to say not to play him. Just beware. He's probably going to be chalky. Cargo against Samardzija, 37. You got Markakis, 37's in play. Eric Young Jr. is up to $3,600, but he's swinging a really good stick. I can definitely get behind him. Renfroe at 36 with great home run upside. I like that a lot. Tons of good plays here in the 3K range, guys. Tons of them. And tons of home run upside, which I love. Tonight, there's going to be a lot of home runs tonight, so stackings might not be the best option. Just picking home runs, a couple two-man stacks and stuff like that might be the better plays. So keep that in mind. There's a lot of ways to attack this slate. As we get down to your lower 3K ranges, it gets a little bleaker. So pitching's really, really good. Like I mentioned, there's a lot of good ways to build. I love these Friday slates. Gregory Polanco's only 2,900 versus Butler. I know he's slumping mightily, but there's a ton of upside there in a punt department. As you get down a little farther, I mentioned Brett Phillips before at 27. Don't go there. I went past the one I wanted to mention to you guys from yesterday. I was talking to you, and I got distracted. There's Del Scalzo always for Arizona. He's 3K if he's in the lineup against Nola. Some upside there as a punt play. Malik Smith is 3,100, but he probably won't be starting. Peter Borjos, where the hell did he go? He usually gets the start against the lefty. Yeah, there he is. Peter Borjos, $2,700. He'll probably start against Daniel Norris and lead off. So keep him in mind if you're playing Tampa Bay or you just want a cheap leadoff batter as a punt. Borjos at $2,700 will be in play in that one. Where's my boy at that hit a home run last night and he was cheap as hell? Where'd he go? There he is. Keon Broxton's up to $3,500 tonight. He's in play again tonight. But, yeah, he got it done for us last night. Super cheap. Told you he's a good punt play. He went ding-dong city. So there you have it, folks. Loaded 15-game slate. Loaded. Back to your pitching real quick. Your top options. Scherzer, 12-9 at the Mets. Severino, 11-5 at Oakland. C-Mart, 11-3 at Baltimore. We go Scherzer, Severino, C-Mart. Your next tier. Carrasco's 94 at Minnesota. Paxton, 88 at Texas. Manaea, 73 versus the Yankees. You go Manaea, Carrasco, Paxton. You got five punts. Biagini, 69 versus the White Sox. Fires, 66 versus Boston. Newcomb, 65 versus Miami. Nola, 63 versus Arizona. Guerra, 62 versus San Diego. I rank it Biagini, Nola, Guerra, Newcomb, and Fires. Lots to like there. When we're talking stacks, you got Coors, obviously, Colorado, and the Giants. And then you got Cleveland, who I love versus Turdy. I mentioned that. They have a 5-2-6 total. I love Seattle going up against Ross in his first start back at a 5-1-5 total. Dodgers versus Adelman. Lefties are hitting 336, righties 314, 5-1-0 total. Start with Bellinger and build from there. You have to get Bellinger. Even if you don't stack the Dodgers, Bellinger is such a great play tonight. I usually don't put chalky guys on my cover. I even put in Cody Bellinger on my cover tonight. I don't care if he goes 0-4. I love Cody Bellinger tonight. He's a great play. Milwaukee, love that stack. They'll be so low-owned compared to – well, all stacks usually are low-owned outside when Coors is involved, which I love. Milwaukee against Miguel Diaz and then the San Diego bullpen. Milwaukee's got a 5-1-0 total. Detroit against Ross Ramirez. Lefties hitting 347, righties 301. I love J.D. Martinez. Justin Upton is cheap. Alex Avila at 4K is a very nice-looking play there. Houston Astros versus Drew Pomeranz. Lefties hitting 317, righties 291. Keep that in mind. Texas versus Paxton. Cubs versus Trevor Williams. Lefties hitting 362, righties 350. Trevor Williams getting hit hard all over the place. Pirates versus Eddie Butler. Lefties 369, righties 371. Keep that in mind. I mentioned Phillies are sneaky. 463 total versus Corbin. Lefties 310, righties 373. So keep that in mind. I like some nice Phillies. Aaron Altherr, definitely in play at $3,900. Howie Kendrick, a nice play in the outfield also. And Rupp, a value catcher at 22. You got Tommy Joseph and some others. Nice plays there. And then you can mix and match throughout. You have the Rays versus Daniel Norris. Lefties hitting 324. Righties 344. Tons to like there. St. Louis versus Gossman. Lefties 300. Righties 375. Yeah, so getting in tonight. Lots and lots to like on a loaded 15-game slate. But good luck. Hit me up with any questions. Remember, follow the Twitter. I tweet out stuff all day long. At BDentric. Check us out, thesportsdgens.com. The real Josh G, he had your NASCAR last week. He slid into my inbox last night with the preview of this week's NASCAR DFS slate. It'll be posted this morning. Doc will have your UFC preview, the free card on UFC Fight Pass for this weekend, Holmes versus Correa. We got all kinds of good stuff to like, but more importantly, let's get at it on your MLB DFS slate. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, June 16th edition. Good luck. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.